Okay, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. Today, I got another special guest in the house. She's been on a little hiatus from the Octagon, but she's making her return July 30th on Invicta FC 41. I got LaToya, the Black Mamba Walker, in the house. LaToya, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Sounds good. Hey, you know, you've been away for a while. You know, it's good to have you back in the Octagon because, you know, I've seen a few of your fights and, you know, you always came to put on a show. So yeah, once again, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So how's everything been going? How's training been going for you?
Man, it's been going really good. Got some really good training partners and just really working on things and perfecting stuff.
Sounds good. Yeah, because yesterday when you dropped me the message, I was like, oh, she must be really going hard. So, you know, I understand the fighter, you know, when they're getting in there, sometimes they just got to focus on the training. Sounds like you had a good day yesterday, huh?
Oh, yeah, it ended up being a long day.
So, you know, just to kind of get everybody familiar with you again, could you let everybody know where you're from and, you know, how you got into fighting, how you got into the mixed martial arts game?
Fight out of Austin, Texas. I kind of got into it one of my buddies. He just thought I'd be good at it and suggested I try it, and I ended up enjoying it, and here we are today.
So he thought you were going to be good at it. Was it like a thing where he saw you fighting or y'all were play fighting or anything like that? Or like, were you just at a gym one day working out?
No, I was at a gym, and yeah, he's like, you got some good levels of aggression. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, he's like, here, come try this sport with me. He was like, I think it'd be good for you.
What was it like when you first got in there? What was like the first discipline that you tried? Was it with your hands or was it like some wrestling or anything?
It was grappling. It was a Valley Tudo gym. And I just really enjoyed it and I picked up on everything.
Okay. So, yeah, like, because I know a lot of people, you know, they say sometimes they kind of use it as a way to get out aggression, but it was actually somebody that likes your aggression that put you into it, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, with all this going on, like, we've been having this whole COVID-19 lockdown. Did you have any, like, troubles, like, getting any sparring partners or getting any gym time in between, you know, when the lockdown started up until now?
In the beginning, it was a bit difficult. Ended up doing a lot of training out of my coach's garage until the gym could open up. But now that everything's kind of open, you know.
Everything kind of been back in full swing for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you've been out of the Octagon for about 4 years now. What brings you back to mixed martial arts? Did you just kind of feel that flame once again?
Yeah. During that time, I kind of had a lot of stuff going on, and I needed to take the break, and I needed to focus on my real life career. And you know, I kind of just didn't like the way it ended, and so I got the opportunity to kind of come back and just, you know, do it right.
And did the organization, the Invicta, they reach out to you? Like, was it kind of a last minute thing with this card, or did they just kind of, was it something like kind of in the making?
I believe it was kind of in the making. My coach, he usually handles all of that stuff for me.
And you talked about being a firefighter. You're a firefighter for Austin Fire Department, right?
Correct.
And how has that been for you, being a firefighter and, you know, an MMA fighter? Like, have you been able to make that transition and, you know, kind of juggle both at the same time? You know, back when you were an active fighter, was it really hard to find that time to balance both of those?
No, actually not really, because with my work schedule, I work 24 on and then 48 off. So it gives me good time periods to train and to kind of rest. And then with my job being active, you know, even at work, you know, I'm having to work out and just move and everything.
And you, so during this whole lockdown, since, you know, like police and a lot of medical workers are considered essential, like, so your schedule didn't even change during this whole like pandemic, right? You're still on the same schedule, so you're always on the clock, right?
It didn't affect my job at all. Sadly, while some people weren't working, I was still going in and everything.
Okay. And, you know, being a firefighter, like, I had a friend that actually went through the training and became one, and I saw, like, the big difference in, like, their body whenever they got done with, like, actually going through the training and everything. I don't know if they were doing, like, extra work, but, like, when you were becoming a firefighter and you are one now, has that training actually kind of helped you in the octagon?
I'd say yes, because it keeps me active, and then having to pull hose and you know, breach doors and all that, you know, it keeps my strength up and everything.
What kind of training does a firefighter do? I was just curious, like, just compared to, like, what an MMA fighter does, like, what type of actually drills do y'all have to do to prepare?
It just ranges, because, yeah, our type of work, it just varies. So if it's like some more practice in the fire, you know, you either practice, like, if you were at an apartment, you know, pulling the bundle, pulling all the hose, cooking everything up, running the water, you know, spraying, or, you know, you practice busting in doors and, you know, doing searches.
So it's definitely a job that requires a lot of your stamina and a lot of endurance, huh?
Yes.
Because I remember somebody told me, like, they had one drill where they had to, like, carry the dummy on their shoulder, plus they had to carry, like, a chainsaw and a sledgehammer in one hand just to, like, get the feel of, like, carrying a lot of weight. Did y'all have to do anything like that?
We have it. It's called a CPAT, Candidate Physical Agility Test, which is a test of 8 various different exercises, and you get like 3 minutes and I think 15 seconds or something like that, and you do with like a 50-pound weight vest on, where you have to, like, go through the course and you have to, like, complete everything within that allotted time.
Yeah, that sounds tough already just thinking about it. I'm sweating, but but the physical side, you know, like the physical part aside, so you going through these different drills and, like, going actually to have to rescue people through fires and dealing with, like, just a lot of chaos at one time. Is this actually almost like, is going into the octagon almost like a breath of fresh air for you? Is it almost just kind of like, I don't see, like, the nervousness like some of these other fighters say they have?
Honestly, it's pretty much all the same. I'm kind of a adrenaline junkie, so you know, I enjoy it to an extent.
Yeah, I see you knock the guy, you're high level. You know, I've seen your fights. Like I said, you're an exciting fighter. So coming back to the octagon, what was the one thing that you really missed? You really missed about it that you said, yeah, I got to come back and do this once again. I know you missed landing that right hand. That was one of the that was one of the baddest punches I used to see in Invicta and women's MMA, hands down.
Everything, you know, despite what's going on, to be focused on the fight camp, to be focused on my diet, and just knowing that, you know, I still have that willpower and I can still lock it down and do what needs to be done.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Like when you look at Invicta and the UFC, you know, compared to the other sports, you know, they haven't really missed a beat, so they've still been there. So, you know, now is a good time to come back and, you know, compete once again, you know. So with coming back, are you looking to try your best and, you know, stay active this go round?
Yes. I plan on, not sure how many years I got left in me, but yeah, as long as I can manage both, I plan on just staying in it, yeah, as long as I'm having fun and enjoying it.
Would you ever consider, like, I know it was a few years ago, the Ultimate Fighter show, they did like the featherweight edition for the women. Would you ever consider going back to a show like that to kind of get more exposure, or like the Contender Series?
My work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need some lengthy bit of time off to do all of that, so it's like I still have to be able to manage my career outside of the cage.
Oh yeah, right, I understand. Yeah, definitely, because I think it does kind of like benefit some type of fighters who have kind of like, you know, when they don't have another career, they're kind of just focused on them at the time where they can just jump into the show. But yeah, if you have some other things going on, it is kind of hard to commit to that show. So yeah, I definitely understand that. You know, going into this fight here, you're going in against Caitlin Young, you know, another fighter I've been watching for a long time, fan of, veteran. Anything you want to say about your fight coming up? Like how you want to make that statement against a veteran in the octagon?
You know, and like I said, much respect to her because she's been in the game for a minute, and you know, and I was definitely a little excited that, you know, coming out of that break and I'm already getting offered someone with her caliber, and it's just an honor.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, both, you know, like I said, she's a veteran and you put on exciting fights and you fought a few of the top featherweights that some other fighters like Megan Anderson's fought. So, and you always put on a good show. So it's going to be good to see you coming back to the octagon. And just wanted to jump back real quick, though. For you, what's like a day in the life for LaToya, you know, balancing the career of being a firefighter and then making time to actually go to the gym and train to be an MMA fighter?
Before I go into work, I usually like to wake up early, knock a little run out, and go into work. If I'm in a camp, then I don't do any lifting. I just focus on some indoor running, and then on my off days, that's usually when I have time scheduled, and I go in the gym, and either I'll work on my grappling or work on my stand-up, and
okay,
so nothing too crazy.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. And like you said, you have a lot of time off in between So you have a lot of time to devote to training. That's good. And do you, what's that, was there one fighter, or there, has there been any fighters that just made you want to, that inspired you, that made you want to become a mixed martial artist? You know, besides, you know, your friends telling you that you could do it, was there anybody that you kind of looked at and said, you know, I could do that too, or they were just like an inspiration to you?
I guess just kind of staying back, like, I've always enjoyed watching Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely an exciting fighter, you know. Four-time champion from, like, four different organizations, so I've always, yeah, enjoyed watching her fight, so I could definitely see that. Shoot, that would have been a nice fight between y'all, right? You know, it could still happen, right?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to ask you too, like, how does it feel to be on, like, the Invicta FC card? You know, it's a women's organization that I know some people said they didn't think it would last that long, but it's been around for, like, over 40 events now. Like, how does it feel to be part of that?
It's awesome. And like I said, I fought for them before. Yeah, they're a great organization, and yeah, they put on good shows, and you know, I enjoy like all the communication with them. And yeah, as far as people that thought it wouldn't really last this long, it's like, honestly, man, you got a bunch of females. You know, when it comes down to it, a lot of times we're usually the most aggressive out of, you know, the sexes.
Hey, look, I had talked to Kaylin Young, and I told, like, it was really a lot of women that got me into watching mixed martial arts, honestly, you know, because, like I said, I've been a big boxing fan, but, like, when I started seeing how some of these women were throwing down, like, 10 years ago, I was like, wow, they are coming to bring it. And it still hasn't changed, so, you know, it's good to always have, you know, a different organization like Invicta to kind of bring forth more women like that who want to fight. But, you know, Toya, don't want to take up too much of your time, but just wanted to find out, when do you actually leave for Kansas City for this event?
I believe we fly out on the 26th.
26th, okay. Yeah, like 4 or 5 days before the fight. Okay, so y'all can get tested. Are you prepared for that test, that COVID test?
Yeah, we have strict protocols with work and everything, so I'm not worried about it.
Oh, okay. You already had it done before?
No, but I'm saying, you know, we have protocols and everything, and we do, like, before you go on shift and all, you know, take your temperature if you don't have symptoms and everything. And as far as like running calls, we have like super strict protocols as far as whether we go in the house or not and all that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been seeing like a lot of the UFC fighters get that nasal swab or the throat swab. I'd rather have that throat swab because I've heard that nasal swab feels like somebody scraping your skull, so I gotta wish people luck on that, you know, alone, aside from the fight. But yeah, Toya.
Okay, so that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, you're not looking? Okay, yeah, because I was about to say, you seem like you just nonchalant. You ready to take it. Yeah, so, yeah, you're not looking forward to it. Okay, yeah, nobody is. I ain't think so. But yeah, Latoya, coming July 30th, like, how you making the look that statement when you get back in there? You looking to, you know, welcome yourself back with an exciting fight?
Yeah, I plan on being exciting. I'm going to go in there, and I'm just going to leave everything in the cage.
Okay, sounds good. And last question, making this comeback to the Octagon, what's your overall goal as an MMA fighter?
I just like if people back, they'd be like, man, she fought with a lot of heart, and she show up, she put on a show, and, you know, didn't play around.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got some highlights on there. Definitely got some highlights on Brittany Elkin fight as well. So Peggy Morgan, yeah, you had some highlights there. So yeah, come on back and make some more. But yeah, LaToya, like I said, want to wish you luck on your fight coming up, and also let everybody know where they can follow you at.
I know Instagram and Facebook, LaToya Black Mamba Walker.
Thanks for taking the time out. And again, good luck. And, you know, don't ever be a stranger. If you ever want to come back and do a show again, just let me know.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so this is LaToya Black Mamba Walker on hashtag CB99 Talk.